Granny's Abner, I believe that's our ring.
Aye, dog is Lum, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, the sad case of Cedric's blighted love life is still far from being solved. The sage advice of both Lum and Abner, as well as Mousie Gray, has failed to put Cedric back into the good graces of Claribel Seastrunk, and Gomer Bates continues as the number one man in her love life. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner in the Jot'em Down store and library. Lum is busy working on his greeting card verses, and Grandpappy Spears is reading at his favorite place at the library table. Listen.
Yeah, for the land's sake.
What's the matter, Grandpap?
I do know.
How?
Steve Lysak won the one-man single-blade national canoeing championship in 1936.
Steve Lysak?
Yes, sir. Won the canoeing championship in 1936, according to the almanac.
Well?
One-man single-blade canoe.
Well, did you know that fella, Grandpap?
Huh?
Did you know Steve?
No, I don't believe I ever did, Abner. What sort of a looking fella is he?
Well, how would I know?
Well, you ought to know what your friends look like.
How?
How could you ever tell it was him if you didn't know what he looked like?
Grandpap, he ain't no friend of mine.
He ain't?
No, sir.
Well, what don't you like about him?
Well, I like him fine. I just don't know him, that's all.
Don't know him? What'd you bring his name up for, then?
Grandpap, I never brought his name up. You was
oh,
the one...
Oh, for goodness sakes. Can't you two hash up for a few minutes and let a feller get some work done? I can't concentrate on these greeting card verses with all this prittle-prattle going on.
Well, Grandpap started it, Lom. He said that a feller by the name of...
I don't know what he said. Just forget it. Drop the subject.
Well, it was Grandpap's fault, that's what it was.
Well, listen to this, Abner. Here's something about that friend of yours, Steve Lysak. He won a canoeing championship in 1936. It's right here now,
Annette. Lom, I believe that was our ring.
Yeah, I heard it. Granny's, if it ain't one interruption, it's six or seven others. Hello, Jot 'em Down Store and Library, Eddards and Gray Publishing Company, L. Eddards, President speaking.
And he ain't a friend of mine, Grandpap. I ain't even never met him.
It's your family.
Yeah.
Huh?
Excuse me.
Oh, hello, Luke.
Things I never done.
No, I ain't saw him today. He done what? Well, I do know. Yeah, that does sound sort of serious to me. Well, I'll have a talk with him next time he comes in the store.
Oh, the fella named Steve.
But... Yeah, well, much obliged for telling me, Luke.
Not Lysak.
All right. Goodbye.
What's the matter, Lom? Who was Luke talking about?
Oh, it's Cedric.
Cedric?
That boy just ain't himself since Gomer Bates started going with his girl, Clarabelle.
Oh.
It's getting to where it's affecting him seriously.
Well, what has he did now?
Well, Luke said he come in the restaurant there and played the pinball machine once.
Well, he always does that, Lom. He ain't never won nothing on it, though.
Well, that's the curious part. This time, he finally won.
Cedric won?
Yes, sir.
Well...
won two free games.
Two?
Finally succeeded in realizing his lifelong ambition.
Well, I do know. Good for Cedric. I know he's happy.
But he never taken his free games.
Never taken?
Just walked out of the restaurant. Never even played one free game.
Why, for the land's sakes. My dog, that boy must be sick or something.
Yeah, love sick, more than likely.
Yeah, yeah.
But we got to do something to get him and Clarabelle back together again before he throws himself in a mill pond or some such foolish thing as that.
Well, I don't know what we can do, Lum. We've tried might nigh everything I know of to do. We've all given him advice and such as that.
Yeah, I know, but it don't seem to work.
No, you can't get Cedric to do nothing for himself. Just moons around like a lost calf. His mama says he won't hardly eat nothing at all here lately. Just sits there and looks at his victuals, won't eat them.
That ain't like him.
No. Bound you he's lost 12 or 10 pounds here late.
Yeah, he's looking poorly, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'd love to help him, but, mommy, I don't know what else to suggest for the boy to do. Well,
we just got to study up something. That's all there are to it.
Yeah, or two.
I never expected Cedric would take it this way.
Well, he thinks an awful lot of Clarabelle.
Yeah, but to look at him, you'd never think he was a sensitive type.
No, he wouldn't, no. Have you got any ideas, Grandpap?
Huh?
You got any ideas how to get Cedric and Clarabelle back together? We're afraid Cedric might do something desperate here if we don't get them made up to one another again.
Well, now, let's see. You come to the right fella, all right, for advice.
I did, huh?
Yeah. Come to think of it, Cedric's case is awful lot like the case of a young feller I used to know.
This ain't the feller that won that canoe race, is it?
No, no. No, this feller's name was Ballard Gilroy.
Well,
you recollect him, don't you, Abner?
Ballard Gilroy? No, I don't believe I do, Grandpa.
Oh, sure you do. He's a Cherry Hill boy.
No.
Yeah, second cousin to Virgil B. Breckinridge.
Well.
Used to be the barber over at Odin.
Yeah.
And all his vested relays in South Dakota every winter and went ice skating on the Sox River.
Oh, yeah, you told us about him. I recollect that.
Well, sir, one day Virgil B. Breckinridge...
Well, now, wait a minute, Grandpap. We know about him. What about his cousin, this feller, Ballard Gilroy, or whatever his name was, and his love life? That's what you started out to tell us about.
Oh, you heard about that, too, huh?
Well, not yet, we ain't. You just going to tell us about it just now.
Yeah, and for goodness sakes, hurry up, Grandpap. The longer we don't do something, the more I get worrying about Cedric.
Yeah, me too.
No telling what that boy might do.
No.
Yeah, sir, one day Ballard Gilroy went to the circus and fell in love with a girl in the circus.
He did. And
yeah, the bearded lady.
The bearded lady?
Yes, sir, the bearded lady.
Ah.
Said he fell in love with her because she reminded him of his papa.
Oh, now, Grandpap, I don't believe
it. It's the truth, Abner. It's the truth.
Sassy frass.
All right, you just ask Virgil B. about it sometime. He'll tell you.
Sassy frass.
Anyway, the circus left town and Ballard had to stay home. But him and the bearded lady started writing letters to one another. Love letters, I reckon.
They did, huh?
Yeah. And then every Christmas, they'd give one another Christmas presents. And you know what they give one another?
Well, there ain't no telling, I don't reckon.
Razors and shaving soap.
Oh, Grandpa, you're just making that up.
I'm not making it up, no.
You heard, done it. I can't
just
tell by looking at
this
you.
This ain't helping us, no. What we got to do is get hold of Cedric and have a heart-to-heart talk with him.
Yeah, you
try to get some more sense into that head of his.
Yeah, that's fun, too, goodness. Remind him of his papa.
Well, yeah.
Whoever heard the tickle then?
Well, what's wrong with that? Ballard was always a boy that admired and respected his papa, and so natural, when he seen a woman that looked something like his papa, Ballard started admiring.
Hey, Chuck, this is what I call Dick Huddle.
That's a gooder.
He might have saw Cedric around somewhere or know where he's at.
Who's that, Mom?
Dick Huddleston.
Oh.
Be quiet.
Yeah, yes, good idea.
Yeah, sir, finally Ballard saved up enough money to go to St. Louis. Going there to meet the bearded lady is what he's going for.
That was a circus in St. Louis?
Hey, Chuck.
Hello?
Is that you, Dick? This is Mom Eddard.
That's the biggest one you ever
seen. Yeah, I just wondered if you'd saw Cedric today. Oh, he was.
Huh.
A rope.
Oh, my goodness.
Did he look desperate? Appeared like he was in an awful big hurry, huh?
That ain't like Cedric.
Oh, well, which way did he head for?
Doggett, I hope we find him before it's too late.
Oh, well, much obliged, Dick. If he happens to come in there again, send him over here right away, would you? Yeah, all right, Dick. Yeah, much obliged. Goodbye. Granny's Abner, we've got to work fast now.
How?
Cedric come in Dick Huddleston's place over there just a little while ago and bought himself a piece of rope.
Doggies, I never thought he'd go this far.
Yeah, sir, when Ballard got to St. Louis, he went to the circus.
Grandpap, don't tell us no more about that. Now, we got to find Cedric
but
here.
But it's just getting to the interesting part, Abner. This is where he wins the canoe race. No, that was a different time.
Well, what can I do, Lom? You want me to start looking for Cedric?
Yeah, you go over to his place and look out in the garage around the barn there. He might have went there.
Yeah, it's just about where he'd go, yeah.
And when Ballard got to circus, he went into where the sideshow was at, and what do you know? They had a different bearded lady.
Mom, whereabouts is my hat? Have you saw it?
Don't take time to find your hat now.
Oh.
Yes, there was a different bearded lady this time.
Yes.
But this one never reminded Ballard of his papa.
Well, now, what'll I do if I find Cedric over there, Mom?
This one reminded Ballard of his uncle. It's Uncle Roy.
Grandpap, be quiet. I'm trying to ask Mom a question.
Yes, sir. After Ballard got to talking to this new bearded lady, he discovered that it actually was his Uncle Roy. He was just dressed up like a woman.
Doggies, Mom, look out there in the road.
What is it?
It's Cedric walking right down the middle of the road there. Look at there.
Has he got the rope with him?
Yeah, and there's a bunch of young'uns following him, too.
Oh, my goodness. Hurry up. Run to the door there and holler at him.
Yeah, I'll get him.
Yeah, see, you're going to knock Ballard over with a feather whenever he discovered that was his Uncle Roy. He's always fond of his Uncle Roy.
Hey, Cedric, come in here a minute.
I hope he comes in.
Is he coming, Abner?
Yeah, he's coming. Hurry up, Cedric.
Now, be careful now what you say to him.
Yeah.
One wrong word to a sensitive boy like him, and he's liable to strangle himself or something like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I'll watch it.
Come on easy, Donnie.
Yeah. Come on in, Cedric, old boy. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Adner. Hello, Mr. Lum.
Hello, Cedric.
What's you fellas wanted?
Well, come on in and sit down, Cedric. We wanted to talk to you a few minutes here.
Well, I ain't got much time. I'm in an awful big hurry.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You can take a little time here.
Yeah, maybe you ought to leave that rope with us, Cedric.
Oh, no, Mom. I need this rope.
No, you don't now,
yes,
either.
Yes, Mom, I do, Donnie. I need it to rope off a place where the folks can stand and watch.
Stand and watch what, Cedric?
Stand and watch me play 2 free games on the pinball machine. I finally beat the doggone thing.